I had some fun shooting this picture because I don't normally do pictures like this, and I didn't even know what to expect when I shot this picture. Because I didn't really plan it so much. So let me back up. This is a kind of a rainy day, maybe more of a drizzly day than a rainy day. And I was outside with my kids. I think it was a Sunday afternoon. I forget, but somehow we were outside and they were playing around. And this is middle of January, and it was kind of unseasonably warm. It's been a cold winter, but this particular day was a little warm. And the kids were, they were riding their bikes around outside. And so I was watching them ride their bikes, and I had my camera with me so I could take some pictures of them on their bikes. And I noticed that there was this drip, drip, drip from the gutter hitting the ground. So this is literally right outside my house. This, about 1 foot beyond the photo, is the corner of my garage. And I saw this steady drip of water, but maybe every 3 or 4 seconds a little drip of water would hit the ground. And I thought it would be fun to try and take a picture of that mid-splash. So I got my D7100, used live view. I didn't use the optical viewfinder because I didn't want to get myself soaked. If I had to look through the optical viewfinder, I would have never got this shot because I didn't really want to lay down in the mud to get this picture. So I used live view to compose the picture and to get to focus the picture. But then I switched live view off and used the no viewfinder basically and held down the shutter on continuous high speed burst every time that I could tell a drop was coming down. So I kind of counted down a little bit. I'd see a drip, 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 and then right before one would hit, I would hold the shutter down. Most of the shots were not that well focused because I think I was shooting at f4 in order to get somewhat of a wider depth of field. But even at f4, at a close distance like this, there's not a lot of wiggle room to work with. And I was hand-holding the whole thing. So if I moved my camera forward or backward, it would change the focus area from where I had focused it. Anyway, I took about, 30 pictures, and most of them were terrible. But there was just a couple where I caught the water droplet right in the middle of the splash, and that's what happened here. And it looks more impressive than it actually was. This, I promise you, this is just a drop of water hitting the ground. There is nothing impressive about it. But I called it eruption because it kind of looks like something exploding out of the water. It really wasn't. This is just I should look at the EXIF data. I think this is a 250th of a second, and every water drop looks like this when it hits the surface of a bigger pool of water. You just can't see it. So it's fun to try this stuff, and I would encourage you to give it a shot if you haven't done it yourself. You can even just go to your sink and put some water in your sink and turn your faucet on so it drips, and aim your camera at it and set a high-speed shutter. So we're talking 250th or 500th of a second. Get plenty of light so you can vary the aperture size to get you can use a smaller aperture and not worry about having your ISO too high for such a high shutter speed if you have plenty of light to work with. And just try it and see what you can come up with. It was fun to take this, and mostly it was fun just to be outside with my kids on a day that wasn't so bitterly cold.